Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody, this is Paco Romaine. Today we're going to talk about what you're going to be hearing in SupDoc next week, plus some other stuff we've been watching lately.
Yep. Alrighty then. Jim Carrey impressions.
Yes. That's awesome. Next week we are going to be focusing on the Firefest documentaries.
Yeah, there's two of them there, and they dropped within the same week. There is Fire Fraud that came out on Hulu by Jenner First and Julia Willoughby Nason. And then Fire, The Greatest Party That Never Happened on Netflix, directed by Chris Smith. And we are big fans of Chris Smith here on the show. If you listen to any episodes, we always reference American Movie, home movie occasionally. We did Jim and Andy.
He even came up in our talk with Brett Morgan in that episode.
Yeah.
We bandy about Chris Smith's name. So, yeah, we're going to, and our guest is Andrew T.
Andrew T, who is the host of Yo, Is This Racist on the Earwolf Network. His co-host, we also had on our show before, Tawny Newsom.
That's his co-host. Yeah.
They do that show together. I think she's a more recent addition to the show. He came up with the blog Yo, Is This Racist, which is, I think it was just started as a Tumblr. Where people ask questions like, hey, this thing happened. Was it racist? Inevitably, it is.
Yeah, pretty much everything's racist. Yeah.
Everything is
cotton
racist.
Cotton picking. Right. Yeah. People don't know. Okay. I've always wondered if that. I always wondered if, On the Fritz was racist. No one seems to know what the etymology is of that.
Because it's German? It's anti-German? Is that what it would be?
I don't know. Nobody knows. I've looked it up a bunch to see what it is to be on the Fritz, and it seems like a German thing, but no one seems to know where it came from. It's ambiguous of its origin.
You know what? You should ask Andrew that question.
Yo, Andrew, is this German?
We'll be about to do that. What did you think of these Fire documentaries? I mean, we're going to talk about it, but there's two of them. I think we're going to cover them both. What did you think about these Fire festivals?
They're all right. I mean, as far as docs, classic documentary filmmaking, not great. But as far as interesting subject matter that deals with white rich people fucking sleeping on pee-soaked mattresses, it was awesome.
Yeah. Exactly. I think, when this was happening in real time, I was loving it.
Oh, yeah.
Because no one was actually hurt. Right. But there were, it turns out, a lot of victims of the actual fraud.
Right. You guys make sure next Monday we'll be dropping this episode. So make sure you listen to our talk with Andrew about the Fire Doc documentaries, Fire Doc documentaries. But also, let's talk a little bit about what we've been watching outside of those things. Episodes we haven't gotten to yet, docs we haven't gotten to yet. I haven't been watching the Ted Bundy 4-part series. On Netflix.
Yeah.
Not great filmmaking. It's kind of sloppy and kind of weird, and you can tell it's kind of not a lot of budget, but I mean, you don't need one when you're talking about someone like Ted Bundy,
A 4-parter, is there? I have not touched this one yet.
It's one of those things that one of those docs people will be talking about for a week or two because it's.
He had a lot of victims, right?
Many, and he kept getting away with it because people were just like, he's cute, and smart and handsome white guy. And then, I mean, it was also at a time when there was not a lot of interstate dialogue between police departments. So you could just literally move to another state and be like, now I'm going to rape and kill again. Oh, you know? I know. And there was no like DNA stuff in the early 70s, 80s, you know? Right. So they really couldn't really deal with it. But it's very compelling for people who like serial killer docs and true crime. I know you're gonna. I mean, you're probably already watching it now, and I'm sure you will, because it's Ted Bundy. It's a pretty interesting. I mean, when, as far as true crime goes,
is this like the only official Ted Bundy doc there's been, or is he usually just lumped in into general serial killer documentaries? As like, then there's this guy.
Right. I think there's been other docs. I remember there was one where they talk, because when he was in prison, there's one when someone got an interview with him. But this is like the most recent and a four-parter. It really gets into like his childhood and like, you know, now that they have 20/20 hindsight of like, he basically grabbed the premise of this documentary series is that he is dictating into a tape recorder his thoughts and stuff. Yeah. So
is it actual audio?
Yeah.
Wow. And that was done, like, they gave him a tape recorder, or they found stuff, or they did interviews?
I don't want to give too much away, but they did give him a tape recorder, and they kind of tricked him into discussing the murders, which he did not want to do. But yeah, it's pretty interesting.
That's weird, because when he's already in jail, like, you might as well just spill the beans on everything.
Why
right?
don't people do that?
You're
Why
in
don't
jail
people
already.
Do that?
Look Especially, at Arthur Shawcross. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. Why not? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. I feel the same way. If you're already in jail, you're going to be in jail till you die. Why not just fucking help people out and say, like, you know what? This your loved one is in this mountain range around this area, you know?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
There's also, I've been seeing that Zac Efron is playing Ted Bundy in a biopic, so...
Oh, Jesus.
And it's directed by a documentary guy. It's directed by Joe Berlinger.
Oh, it is. Well, that's who made this doc series.
Okay.
Yeah, so that makes sense. And Zac Efron's
maybe I'm
kinda...
getting confused between whether... So Berlinger did this, huh?
Right.
Maybe
yeah.
he did both, yeah.
Yeah, you could have done both. That makes sense to me, and I could see Zac Efron playing it, but I... You know, biopics just like they sometimes glorify the violence part of it, you know, it's like or the intelligent, handsome, brooding thing. And it's like, fuck that. It's like we should more about like the fucking horror show that people had to go through to live with this guy around. But, you know, we'll add that biopic to our list of biopics that we will someday get to.
Someday we will get to it. That's cool. Like, I guess I'm probably not going to watch that because I didn't even finish that other Mindhunter show. Like, basically, I can't do that much murder stuff, I think, at my house. It's kind of like a household no-no. So, yeah. I was watching a documentary. I went to a new video store I didn't know about in South Pasadena. Called Videotech. Shout out to Videotech. Like, I was actually just looking for this old French movie I couldn't find anywhere. And then I picked up a copy of this documentary about cassettes.
Oh, wow.
If you can imagine what I would like to do on a Saturday night, it's watch a documentary about cassettes. And this came out in 2016 and has a bunch of the typical people you kind of see in music documentaries, like... Ian MacKay, Thurston Moore, Henry Rollins. What's pretty interesting is they had an interview with Lou Ottens. This is this Dutch guy who worked at Philips, who I guess is responsible, is considered the creator of the cassette, the tape cassette. Because they were doing reel-to-reels before, and someone just said, you got to make these smaller and portable. And he was like the project manager for that. So it's just a lot of that dude hanging out in his house in the Netherlands. And just being chilled out. But, like, he's like, I'm not nostalgic for any of this stuff, honestly. You know?
Right.
But it's pretty interesting. Like, a couple other people show up, like Damian Jurado and Daniel Johnston, which, you know, this is, you know, in the last couple of years. So, and then a bunch of other talking head, like journalists and just people that love cassettes. The Burger Records guys. So it's kind of a fun... little nostalgia trip I think everyone just sort of decides, yeah, these are impractical, but they're fun and nostalgic, and it's nice to have a physical thing in your hand. It's not really groundbreaking in any way, but it's like it was a fun thing for my interests. And probably, I'm guessing, a few people that listen to this show would also be of the era where cassettes serve a little bit of nostalgia.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. What was it called again?
It's just called Cassette, and it's directed by a couple people, Zach Taylor, George Petzold. And I found it on DVD. It might be on a streaming service, but if you live in L.A., maybe check out Videotheque in South Pasadena. I'm going to give them a free plug on
there
the show.
There you go.
I mean, we went there like on a Friday afternoon, and there were actually people in there.
Oh, cool.
To me. And that's my advice. Check out Cassette wherever you can find it. And that's going to be it for this little mini episode to get you through the week until our conversation with Andrew T. on the Fyre Festival documentaries. That's Monday, February 4th. So check that out here wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to subdocpodcast.com, and we'll see you.